Hi, and welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Happy, happy Monday. Super amped to be back. For those who are new to the podcast, we post every Monday, and this is a podcast that's dedicated to your personal growth. And so, super amped that you guys are joining us. We are finishing up the series, Embrace the Gap, Part 3. So, super amped. If you haven't already, I highly, highly recommend that you sign up for our Growth Environment newsletter. With this Growth Environment newsletter, it gives you access to the show's notes, and it also gives you extra bonus content and resources that I don't cover in the podcast. So definitely don't want to miss out on that. Highly recommend that you grab that. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's dive right in to Embrace the Gap Part 3. So we all know this series has been about seasons and what you do when you are believing for something, and where you currently are, it's different than the promise that God has given you. And so in those seasons, you have to really embrace the gap. I know for myself, as I've mentioned in this podcast already, I've seen people who have struggled or become discouraged or been challenged in the gap. And so we talked about how when you embrace the gap, you embrace it with this acronym, GAP, and you start with gratitude, right? You become thankful for where you're at. You become thankful that, you know, God's promise is real. It's more real than what you're currently facing, right? Secondly, we begin to apply in GAP is act. So we act on the word that God has given us. We've been speaking out of 2 Kings chapter 3. And we've been talking about Elisha's word that told the Israel army that you are going to dig ditches, you know, make the valley full of ditches. And then he goes on to share that you're not going to see any wind or rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water so that your cattle and your animals may drink. So again, he's given a promise and it doesn't look like you're going to see an immediate fruit, but he's asking you to act on the word of God. So again, a lot of us have been here. We're in our seasons and we're acting on what God has told us. I want to encourage you, the rain is coming. The rain is coming. And so I want to talk about this last portion of this acronym in GAP as you are embracing your current season, and that's to pray. All right, now, don't hop off the episode. I know that can be really simple, especially for those who listen to this podcast. I know you probably listen to other amazing teachers or instructors that talk about prayer. But I want to encourage you that this is vital. This can become something that's so cliche, that's okay, that's nice and all. But no, this is huge. And when you learn to embrace the gap through prayer and being in his presence, man, you're going to see some amazing, amazing things. So to me, I believe this part of the acronym is one of the most important out of the three. The reason why is because simply being in prayer or being in his presence is simply communication with God. God wants, desires a relationship with you. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter where you've been. He simply desires communion with you, for you to commune with him, to be in his presence, to pray. And he even charges us with this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So first he's telling us, like, man, as we may be in the gap season, guys, I want to encourage you that the Lord has given us a command not to be anxious. You know, anxiety is simply faith in the opposite direction. It's based off of fear. It's based off of worry. But he's saying instead of doing that, reverse and come into the right direction. Don't be anxious, but remember, you have a choice. So we talked about this last episode. You get to choose how your attitude's going to be. You get to choose where your thoughts and your mind's going to go. So what God is telling you here is don't choose anxiety, but choose prayer. Right? Don't choose to be anxious, but choose to be in his presence. So he breaks it down, right? Don't be anxious. Remember, we have a choice. But then he says, put your faith in God. You know, talk to him, right? And everything by prayer and supplication. This is powerful. He's saying, just talk to me. thirdly, he's going off to say, you know, with Thanksgiving. So remember, I know this is super corny, but when our flesh has a bad attitude, our spirit man needs to growl with gratitude, right? We need to remember to come back into a place of gratitude and making a choice that, man, I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to be thankful for where I am. And then make your request known. Make your request known. And that's powerful because God is saying, like, whatever you're struggling with, just talk to him. You know, the crazy thing is God already knows what you're thinking. He already knows what's on your mind. So instead of just keeping it bottled up, why don't you just go ahead and speak it out in prayer? It's a choice. And the promise, what he guarantees back, what he guarantees for what we speak to him, what we pray to him with thanksgiving, the promise is that the peace of God will pass, that passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind. So if you're dealing with anxiety in the gap, man, you've been working on your gratitude, you've been acting on what the Lord is saying, and you're still anxious, then man, you need to give this to the Lord in prayer. You need to be in his presence. Okay. And here's the thing. And this, I believe this will help you embrace the gap in your current season. Because again, I don't know where you guys are currently at. Some of you here may be believing for a raise at your job. Some of you may be believing for promotion, for healing, for increase in finance, for increase in favor. Whatever it is that you're believing for, whatever that you're standing on the word of God, here's the kicker I want you to just stand on. If you miss everything in this podcast, I don't want you to miss this. And it's this: we need to seek his presence, not the presence. Oh man, y'all ain't listening. Oh, let me say it again. You need to seek his presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, not the presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. Like the presence under a tree. No, you need to seek his presence, which is, you know, the place where he dwells, where he's at, his well-being, being in communion with him, not the presence, the things, the material things. Let me give you an example of this, okay? So I was doing this study with two kings. We have King Solomon and King David. So for all my baseball fans, I'm going to give you a baseball analogy. I believe King Solomon's request to God, because, you know, God came before him, or Solomon came before God, and he had an opportunity to ask God for something, right? I want you to think about that. If you had an opportunity to ask God for anything, I'm super curious. Drop it in the DMs at the Josue Bar podcast, or email me at hello@josuebar.net. I'm super curious. What would you ask God? Okay. So Solomon was given this request, and basically, man, he hits a home run with his request. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, in the New King James Version, Solomon asks for this. He says, give your servant therefore an understanding mind, you know, also wisdom, to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this, your great people? So man, Solomon, man, he hit a home run, right? God saying, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. And he says, just give me wisdom. It's so powerful. Home run. You know, he didn't ask for the material things. He didn't ask for all these other, you know, for his enemies. He didn't ask for, you know, any of these other extra things. He wasn't seeking those things. He was just saying, Lord, give me wisdom. And man, I'm telling you, it was a home run. But you know, I believe there was another king that made an even greater request. Now, I know what you're thinking, Josue. Come on, don't drag this out. No, just stick with me. I believe that King David actually made a greater request. Like, if Solomon's request, if we're going to grade it, was like a home run, like, man, that was awesome. I believe what David requested was like bases loaded. It was a grand slam, right? It was out of the park with, you know, four home runs right in there, right? Here's the deal. In Psalms chapter 27, verse 4, it says this: this one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Wow. Solomon asked for wisdom, and that's great. But David asked for presence. He asked to be in the presence of God. So let me ask you this. What do you seek? Do you seek his presence? His presence? His being? P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E? His presence? Or are you only seeking his presence? P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. The gifts. Jesus dealt with this. See, when the crowd followed him again to be fed again, this is what Jesus' response was. You know, he had just fed the 5,000s. He's gone away. But in John chapter 6, 26 through 27, the New Living Translation, it says this. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. Man, this is powerful, right? What Jesus is basically saying is those guys were seeking the presence. They were seeking the bread. They weren't seeking his presence. Yeah, see, you're really going to have to get the leadership guy to catch the difference here if you're just listening on audio, because it sounds the same, but there's the motivation between the end is completely different. What are you seeking? What am I saying? Seek the provider, not the provisions. Seek the healer, not healing. Seek the wise king, not just wisdom. Seek his presence, not the presence. Because when you can take this step, I'm telling you guys, man, your life will grow even further. Your relationship will grow even deeper. And Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. When you focus on his presence, his well-being, his place, his communion and prayer, man, the presence come along with it, right? The gifts, all of that, but you seek him first. So while you're in the gap, man, exchange your anxiety of the gap with prayer and presence. And I'm telling you, that gap will close. So what I would encourage you to do is make it a habit of being in his presence. And what you have to do, I want to make it very practical, is just start with baby steps. So let me ask you this. What does your prayer life currently look like? You know, for me, I do my prayers in the morning right before I go to work. I look at my calendar, I pray over all the events that's happening within the day and the people surrounding that. As you guys remember, I text someone a gratitude text in the morning and I ask them how I can pray for them. So, you know, those are just simple little practical steps that you can do to go into your prayer life, right? Just add that. It just has to be really simple. And the thing is find your rhythm, you know, and your rhythm is key. It needs to be yours. So as you're building out your rhythm, I've have other episodes you can look in season 3 about finding your focus on how to build rhythms in your life. But man, start with just 2-minute challenge. You know, don't go for quantity in your prayer life, but go for quality. So if you're not used to praying every day, man, just pull up the timer. You know, for the first 2 minutes, I'm going to pray. You don't know what to pray for, pray for the day. Give thanks to God. Remember the 1-minute challenge from the beginning of the series is write down 3 things you're grateful for. You know, add that to your prayer list. So, you know, you start operating in this and walking in this, man, I'm telling you, you're going to see your life turn around. I know for myself, when I've just made it a point to pray in the morning, to seek God in the morning, to speak confessions over myself in the morning, it has made a difference. I feel energized. I feel like, man, I'm ready for the day. You know, I heard a teacher say it like this before. I don't pray in the morning because I have to, but I pray because I have to. What does that mean? He's saying, I don't pray because I have to in the sense of I'm going to go to hell if I don't. But he's saying, I'm so dependent on God that I need to. I'm dependent. Without him, I'm nothing. So I have to get in his presence. So for our extra resources in our growth environment guide, I'll actually share my morning routine and then my morning confessions in there. I have about 12 different things I speak over myself. And then my morning routine is really simple. You don't have to do it as early as I do my morning routine. Mine starts at 3 a.m, but you can do yours later. But I think it's just some simple things you can add to your list, right? But man, I encourage you, make it a habit of being in his presence. Because listen, when you come to pray before him, you don't have to be anxious for nothing. Remember, it's a choice. You can give it to God. And his promise to you is that he'll give you peace that passes all understanding. It's going to guard your heart and mind to embrace the gap. Right? When you seek his presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, not his presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be a huge difference. King Solomon requested wisdom. That was a home run. But King David requested presence, to be in his presence. And that was a bases loaded grand slam. So seek the provider, not provisions. Seek the healer, not healing. Seek the wise king, not just wisdom. Seek his presence, not the presence. And when you make it a habit, I promise it's going to make a difference in your life. It will help you embrace the gap. So my 1 minute challenge for you today is take time, just 1 minute, and just pray today. Give God thanks and make your request known to him. Man, thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. As always, see you next time.